Welcome everybody. Shir number 821. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of our Simen Reish Ches and has some very, very extremely important various different halachas, both in reference to the Bracha Rishayna and the Bracha Chrayna, the Bracha before, Bracha after, and some very important categories that are set up for us in Simen Reish Ches. Now, one of the categories which comes up a lot, like sometimes every single day for many people, and that is cereals. Many, many different types of cereals, many, many varieties of cereals, many, many different ways that cereals are made. I do want to mention, not an advertisement, but just people should be aware of the kashrus organizations. You have, for example, the OU, especially you have the Star K. Was looking at, they have, for example, with the cereals, when it comes to morning or any time of the day, but the cereals fall into a lot of the various different categories, which we're going to be just going through. In other words, sometimes it's a whole grain, sometimes it's rice, sometimes it's cooked rice, puffed rice, sometimes it's flakes, corn flakes, right? Or sometimes it's ground up flour, sometimes it's pieces. So some of the categories, or many, quite a few of the categories which we're going to be going through, do apply a lot to cereal, whereby it might not apply to other things, which we've spoken about a couple of times in the last couple of weeks in reference to ground up wheat, right? Where when you have one of the five grains, and that's mixed into foods. So then that's a little bit of a different twitch, if you want to call it, and that's, in general, we say if it's there for taste and sustenance, like we mentioned many, many times, that will be a mezonos automatically. Okay, but then when it comes to cereals, these cereals that are mixed with milk, and we've spoken from whatever the case is, we brought down from Ramosha, we spoke about that a couple of times also way back when, in reference to the milk in general, as long as not the cereal itself. Many cereals have different brachas. Some of them are hadama, some are shahakal, some are mezonos. That's the subject I want to try and get into a little bit in conjunction with Reish Ches, first setting up the categories. But I just want to mention on the side something which we mentioned quite a number of times, especially a while back, reference to the milk in the cereal itself. You make the bracha, let's say, for example, I'll just give you an example. Let's say on cornflakes. Somebody has cornflakes, and they have not the cornflakes that's made out of the flour corn, but the one which we'll see. The Star K brings down some various different. So one company might make it from a flake, one company might make it from a powder. They bring down the Star K, the latest list over there. This person could look it up, or you could look it up on the OU also. But you want to always try and find the latest list, the most updated list, because sometimes the companies change. Here and there they do change. In other words, what I'm trying to say is not to look it up. A lot of times we look up various different things. Rabadna Sefer from many years ago. There's another Sefer there where they have a list of foods, what bracha to make, which is fine. But when it comes to the current companies and the various different types of cereals, obviously things change, the manufacturing process and everything has changed. So you always want to have, when it comes to cereals, especially all foods, but cereals especially, you want to have the latest list, the most updated list, in conjunction with various different companies and so on. So just to give an example before we start the ins and outs, but you have, for example, let's say regular cornflakes that are made from flakes, right? You have sometimes it's made from corn flour, which would be a shahakal, and sometimes from flakes. So assuming the ones that are made from flakes, right, if a person knows or they saw on the list the ones that are made from flakes, right, the most updated list, so that would be a ho'adama, right? Okay, so again, we'll talk about that, but I just want to get into the milk part for a minute. So Ramosha explains that if a person puts the regular standard amount of milk into their cereal, whatever the first bracha is, whether it's a mezonos, whether it's in this case with the cornflakes, and regular flakes will be huadama, sometimes will be a shahakal, right? So again, we'll go through them. But as far as when it comes to the milk, when it's shahakal, the cereal, the pieces of cereal itself, or whatever it might be, let's say for a case when it's cornflakes and it's corn flour, that will be shahakal. If it's corn flakes, pieces of corn, then it's huadama. But let's say if it's shahakal, so that covers the milk anyway. So that's not the question. But let's say the cereal itself would be a mezonos or a huadama. So Moshe explains in the tshuva, the milk, as long as it's a regular standard amount of milk that a person puts into cereal, like a regular person, so then the milk would automatically be covered by the cereal. In other words, if you're making a ho'adoma on cornflakes, right, so you put in the regular standard amount of milk, so then that the you do not have to make a shahakal on the milk also. Now, what about, you'll say, well, I always have a little bit of milk left at the bottom of the bowl. What do I do with that, right? I eat up my cornflakes and their flakes and their pieces. It's not the flour where it's shahakal, but they're pieces of flakes, pieces of corn, right? That's what those let's say that company. So now I make my ho'adoma. Good. So it covers my milk, the milk that I put in the regular amount of milk, but I always have a little bit of milk left at the bowl. What do I do with that? Could I drink that? So Rav Moshe says, yeah, that's no problem. You don't have to make an extra bracha on that. You don't have to make a shahakal. As long as a regular standard amount of milk that is put into your bowl. But Rav Moshe does say in the tshuva, if somebody, for whatever reason, is thirsty and they put in a very large amount of milk and above and beyond the average amount of milk that a person usually puts in, or a person usually puts in, let's say they know this and certain amount of milk, the standard amount I put in, but today, bedafka, I'm thirsty and I want to have, I want to have extra milk and I want to drink the milk and I want to have it part of my cereal. I want to make sure there's a lot left over and I'll be drinking the milk and I'm thirsty and I want the milk. And in other words, I want the milk even above and beyond the cereal and so on. So the bottom line is you're putting in a lot of milk and you're using it for thirst. In general, you're putting in more milk. So it says Rav Moshe, then you're running into a problem. One would have to make a shahakal also. If a person's not sure, so then we always say, in general, one should be careful to take either another drink or maybe take milk in a cup, you know, separately and make a shahakal on that. If somebody's not sure, you know, the mesupik, I'm putting in more milk. Is it really that much milk? And obviously, make a shahakal on something else. And that's the bottom line, like we always say. It could be anything at all. Take a little drop of sugar in your hand, make a shahakal on that, right, or whatever the case might be, and just have in mind the milk, if that's the case. But I want to stress, I want to make it clear, in the regular average bowl of cereal, Rav Moshe says, and you put in the regular standard amount, of milk, you only have to make the bracha on the cereal. It's only over there whereby you put in a lot more and you're doing it, you're thirsty, whatever. That's why you're putting in more, so then you're running into a problem, says Rav Moshe, as far as having to make a shahakal also on the milk. But a regular average size, average bowl of cereal, average milk, that little bit of milk left at the bottom is covered by the original bracha made on the cereals. And Bezras Hashem, hopefully next year we're going to start to get into, you know, set up the categories and maybe go through a few of the breakfast cereals. Of course, we can't go through all of them. There's so many of them, Baruch Hashem, B'li and Hara, you know, and in our country and all over, Baruch Hashem. So we'll try and just to get a basic standard concept and understanding what it's all about. And like I said, it's extremely, extremely important, especially when it comes to cereals. One should try and get a list either from one of the kashrus organizations, OU, Star K, Huff K, whatever the case might be, of cereals, and they've been having it for many, many years. You want to get the most updated list and see what the bracha is, because things change constantly. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tuv.